Good morning. This is Dina Marie for Mater Dei Radio. As we count down the days to the official start of summer, the Franciscan Missionary Sisters of Our Lady of Sorrows invite all women of faith to join them for their 8-day silent retreat in June. This year's retreat is open to both consecrated women religious and lay women on the theme, the sacraments and consecrated life. This year's retreat master is Franciscan Father Dan Petit of the Third Order Regular Franciscans. Father Dan's been a friar for 43 years and a priest for 35 of those years, and currently he serves as parochial vicar at St. Andrew Catholic Church in Fort Worth, Texas. Father joins me today to talk about the upcoming women's retreat at Our Lady of Peace. Good morning, Father Dan. Thanks for joining us on the program.
Good morning. It's good to be with you.
Well, we are so excited to have you come, and I know the sisters throughout the year offer beautiful retreats for people to come together. This particular retreat normally is only for consecrated women, but they're opening up to both consecrated and lay women for this silent retreat, so we're excited to have you join them for this. But before we talk about the retreat, I want to hear a little bit about the Franciscans. It's one of the most oldest, has the greatest history of our Catholic faith in terms of religious orders. You're a Third Order regular Franciscan friar. Just for our listeners, give us a little sense of that history and what the Third Order regular is. You know, in the time of St. Francis, how did he begin this movement?
Well, Francis, when he first began to experience his conversion, became a penitent. He joined the Order of Penitents and began to rebuild churches because he heard the San Damiano crucifix, the crucifix of San Damiano, say, Francis, go rebuild my church, which, as you see, is in ruins. Well, he started to actually do that. And that's when he was a penitent. And what happened was that went on from 1206 until 1209 when he traveled to Rome to meet with the Pope. And at that time, he had 12 other followers, and he got approbation from the Holy Father at that time to begin the Franciscan order. And that was the beginning, because in 1209, that's when Francis began the first order. Claire of Assisi eventually wanted to follow him, and that's where he began the second order, and there are cloistered sisters. And then the third order comes along when you have members of the penitential order that Francis was a member of, feeling inspired by Francis and wanting to follow him. And that's where you get the third order. And some of them are married in their homes. Some of them are women working out of their homes. Some of them are hermits like the men. And all of that becomes the basis of the third order to which I belong to.
Right. And what, Father Dan, drew you into initially as you were looking at the priesthood, becoming a friar? You know, what introduced you to this group of Franciscans?
Well, I was at the time at St. Francis Seminary, which my community at that time owned and operated. It's since closed, but it was a seminary in Loretto, Pennsylvania. And I was discerning at that time as a college student living at the seminary. And the TORs were on the other side, and they rubbed off, you might say.
And you've been involved ever since, huh?
That's right. I went there in 1977, and I ended up joining them in 1979, after 2 years living discerning priesthood, and then eventually actually joining them in 79. Okay.
Beautiful. And Father Dan, just a little bit, there's a whole story of your connection with the sisters here, the Franciscan Missionary Sisters of Our Lady of Sorrows, but you've got some family history that connects way back to the beginning of this order.
Right. My father's father, my grandfather, was the brother of Sister Agatha Patti, who was a Franciscan missionary. She started as a Dubuque Franciscan who went to the China missions in 1934. And of course, due to the fact that the communist Chinese eventually booted all the sisters out, she ended up joining the Franciscan Missionary Sisters, who were founded in 1939 by an Italian Franciscan bishop in China. And they she happened to have left the Dubuque Franciscans to join the Franciscan Missionary Sisters, and that's my connection with them.
Well, it is beautiful. We're talking with Father Dan Petit. He's a Third Order regular Franciscan. Actually, he taught for a time at Franciscan University. Many of our listeners are familiar with Steubenville and the great community there, and currently serving at a parish in Fort Worth, Texas. He'll be the retreat master for an upcoming 8-day silent retreat. You mentioned in the history of St. Francis, Father Dan, that St. Clair was a cloistered nun, and the beginning of that community would have all been cloistered nuns. I think about Mother Angelica and the Poor Clares with that community that began EWTN. But now we have apostolic works. We have many sisters that are out living and working in the communities, like our Franciscan Missionary Sisters with the retreat centers. I want to just have you talk a little bit about the active work of those religious women communities, such as the Franciscans, and how that's really impacted our communities.
Well, I mean, there's a wide variety. I mean, they're so involved in, when you say works of mercy, that takes in spiritual works of mercy, like education. And it also takes in the corporal works of mercy, serving the poor. It can also take in the spiritual works of mercy, like running a retreat house, like Our Lady of Peace at in Beaverton. So there's a wide variety of apostolates that the sisters have developed over the centuries, really, serving the church from education through giving retreats to actually serving the poor and serving in hospitals, just a wide variety of services.
And as you look, Father Dan, at some of these ministries, maybe how do you see the spirit of St. Francis and St. Clair really being lived out amidst the work of the people in the church?
Well, I think of the very incarnational quality of Franciscan spirituality. The corporal works of mercy are huge, serving the poor, clothing the poor, feeding the poor, caring for the poor, looking out for the poor. That's always been so much a part of the Third Order charism. But I think also the spiritual poverty as well that Mother Teresa would speak of so frequently, that is also a part of the Franciscan spirit as well, because Francis himself was renewing the church by awakening the sleeping Jesus in the hearts of the faithful. And that is also what I think the Franciscan charism is about today in the church, is awakening Jesus. And he's asleep in the hearts of the faithful, and we awaken him in the spirit.
I love that, awakening Jesus. And I know this retreat is going to awaken Jesus in those who attend. Father Dan is with us. Father, we're just coming up to a break. Will you stay with me and then rejoin me, and we'll talk more about this 8-day silent retreat this summer?
Sure thing. Thank you.
Good morning. This is Dina Marie, and we're back with Father Dan talking about an upcoming 8-day silent women's retreat at Our Lady of Peace Retreat House. Father Dan is a Franciscan friar and priest. He's coming out from Texas to be a retreat master. In fact, I had the blessing of meeting Father Dan a few months ago at the retreat center, so I know the sisters are looking forward to having you coming back, Father Dan. I want to just kind of open up by talking about a silent retreat. And I think sometimes retreatants may be a little bit concerned about what does it mean for a silent retreat? But maybe give us some insights as a retreat master, as one who wants to guide people to reawaken Jesus in their lives. You know, how does this presence of silence going to a retreat house really help to bring about the Holy Spirit's work?
Well, you know, that we say that faith, Paul says it in Romans chapter 10, that faith comes through hearing. Well, there's a lot of noise in the world today. And if you think of a jar with water in it that has a bunch of dirt on the bottom, and you shake the jar up, and then you look at all that sediment, it's all, the silence just lets it all settle down. So you get this crystal clear signal once again to hear. And the silence, you bring the noise of the world down so you can hear the word of God.
And we so need that, aren't we? A noisy society, certainly if you're living in the city, but regardless of where you're living, I think the noise really distracts us from this presence of Jesus Christ. Now, this is an 8-day retreat, Father. It's held June 14th through the 22nd. It's a longer extension of time, but for religious women, it's something that's a pretty regular, is it once a year or so that religious, both men and women, should go on an extended silent retreat?
That's right. Yeah, that's according to the constitutions for our communities. We are obliged as religious, of course, to have an annual retreat, which is our time to come away with our spouse, you know, Christ, and spend time with him. And that's what this is. And of course, the sisters are opening that up to lay women. And, you know, I understand it's called Sacraments and Consecrated Life. That was my title before I knew lay women were coming. And I just do want all the lay women who may be coming to know that this will still apply to you very much, because I'll be talking about the mysteries of the faith, in particular the sacraments, and those apply to not only religious women, but also lay women as well.
Right. And maybe just describe a little bit, Father Dan, as a retreat master, what are some of your duties, your responsibilities as you approach just a group coming together on retreat, you know, how to help guide these people on this time of retreat?
Well, I think on this one in particular, the core of the sacramental life, of course, is the death and resurrection of Christ. So I'll start with attempting to understand this mystery in our lives as believers. And then branch that out into the, especially the sacrament of the Eucharist and the sacrament of reconciliation. But it starts with this core mystery of the passion, death, and resurrection of Christ. And what does that mean for me as a Catholic, as a Christian, as a believer? And then how does that get communicated to me by way of the sacraments? I think that's going to be one of my focuses on this retreat.
And as you reflect a little bit, Father, about this title, the Sacraments and Consecrated Life, just reflecting on the spirit of St. Francis and St. Clare, you know, what does this Franciscan spirituality kind of offer, this sense of awakening the sacramental life and the consecrated life?
Yeah, very much. Awakening it. That's a great word, because what are we awakening? Well, we're awakening to a living relationship with a man who was dead and now lives. That relationship is at the core of the Christian life. And if that's asleep, it just becomes a bunch of rules. And so much more to the Catholic and the Christian life than a to-do list or a bunch of rules. There's this relationship, this living relationship. And that's really what I think a retreat is good for, is helping revive that in the Holy Spirit.
Right. I know I've heard many retreat masters say, Father Dan, that when you come on retreat, it's not necessarily what you're going to hear at that talk or even in a homily, but it's spending intimate time with Jesus Christ, as you said, with your bride, that really it will take time for people to even embrace the silence. What are some suggestions you have, whether women take advantage of this retreat or just going out for a walk and praying the rosary? How do we start to break down the noise and the distractions of having a relationship with Christ?
Well, I think one thing that I would hope the sisters and also the women coming on this retreat would do is be able to set down the electronics and be able to just start there. That's where we got to start. And then to be able to permit yourself slowly to move into a place of silence, because I don't think you will that. I think Jesus lures you into the desert. He doesn't sort of just pull you in, but he allures you. And that's how he does it. I will allure you into the desert and speak to your heart. We'll see, it's that address to your heart that revives you. But part of that is going to be setting the electronics aside so that you can hear that alluring voice of the Master inviting you to a place of quiet with him so he can speak to your heart.
Right. Right. And Father Dan, I know one thing that for women's retreats that I've attended, having some time of spiritual direction or just one-on-one, in addition to that confession, it's maybe just whatever that particular woman is going through at this moment in their vocation, you know, your role as helping to walk them through maybe a difficulty in their vocation.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, and that's the other piece of a retreat. The retreat director, of course, is I will be there for them. I'm not going to be sightseeing or anything. I'm going to be there to help them, certainly have times posted when they can come and meet with me and talk. And yeah, we can work through what I would call, say, obstacles, perhaps, things that might be in the way of them hearing, or things that could get in the way of them hearing the voice of Jesus speak to them, his kindness, his mercy, and his love.
I think that's such a key part of the retreat. And then just the quiet time. You're familiar with the grounds at Our Lady of Peace. We're going to pray for beautiful June sunny weather outside.
That would
the
be
station,
nice.
The stations
that would
of the cross.
Be nice. Yes.
It will be a blessed time to go. I just want to ask you, Father Dan, your invitation for those women listening. Maybe there are some of our women religious lay women who are involved in ministries, raising families, maybe that are retired, maybe are college age women. Women that are just looking to really listen to where God is calling them, your invitation for them to consider this retreat.
Yeah, please do. It does take some courage, and I understand that, to get quiet, because at the end of the day, I think one of the things we fear most is ourselves. And I don't think we need to fear ourselves, because we're loved by Jesus.
We are loved by Jesus. And I want to encourage people to hop on the website. It's olpretreat.org. Information about that retreat is there. You can call the sisters and they will sign you right up. But again, the dates are June 14th through the 22nd. You can kick into the brand new summer season at Our Lady of Peace retreat. And our Franciscan friend, Father Dan, will be there to welcome you with an open heart, and we'll reawaken Jesus together. Thanks, Father Dan, for spending some time with us this morning. And I'd like to invite you to help us close with your prayer.
Well, let's pray in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Dear Lord Jesus, I thank you for your kindness, your mercy, and your love for each one of us. And I pray you will prepare the hearts of all those women who will be on this retreat by visiting them with the grace and mercy and love of your Holy Spirit. And we ask this through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Amen. May the blessed mighty God, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Father Dan. We'll look forward to seeing you in June.
Sounds good. Thank you. I'll look forward to it as well.